Hey, welcome everybody. It is Friday. And here we are from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, she is back, realty expert Caitlin Sully. And we're going to talk with Caitlin right after this. Hold on.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
All right, and here we are. We are back, and welcome back into the studio again. Realty expert Caitlin Sully in the house.
Hello, happy Friday.
Long time no see, a whole 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about your jet setting all over the planet on Wednesday while you were in Miami.
Yep.
We talked about, you know, it's funny because you jump in here and it's like, you know, we just drove back from Miami and, oh, we drove in the snow and it was the greatest thing. And you're like one of the few people I know that says that.
But
what I did want to ask you this week, though, Caitlin, is everybody thinks they know a little bit about realty. It's funny. You'll see people that think they can sell their house on their own and all of this, and they know. And if anybody that doesn't know anything about realty but thinks they do, it would be me. I've hung around with you guys long enough to know now, but I will have people tell me things, and I'm like, no, that's not right. You know, that's a myth.
Yeah.
But when you start thinking about that, there's a bunch of real estate myths that could really kind of be debunked, couldn't there?
Yeah, there are a lot of myths out there, a lot of misconceptions that people who maybe have never bought or sold a home before, they see or hear these things from other people and then they think they're the truth, but they're actually not. So we can kind of get into some of these myths right away here.
Okay.
The first one, so I attract a lot of younger first-time home buyers just because I am younger.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest ones I hear is they think they can't buy a house because they have student debt. And they think that they're not going to be able to get pre-approved for a loan. So that's a myth, actually. There's about 40% of buyers out there who have student debt. Like myself, I have student debt, and I was still able to obtain a loan and get a house. Lenders, they do look beyond that. They're going to look at a lot more than just your student debt that you have.
Sure.
So the big thing with that is just – the main thing is getting in contact with a lender and see kind of where you stand, what you can do to obtain a loan. Because as long as you have, you know, good debt to income ratio, good credit score, things like that, you should be okay.
Yeah. So quit thinking to yourself, well, there's no way I'm going to get a loan for a house. Right. So I'm not even going to go look. Well, for one thing, you should go find out because like you said, you might be surprised and go, wow, I qualify. Or it might be something as simple as saying, hey, go pay off this $2,000 on your credit card, come
exactly.
back. I mean, it's the odds are it's probably going to be more in your favor than you thought.
Exactly. You just have to try. That's the biggest thing. And, you know, you have to realize that a lot of people go to college and a lot of people have debt. And there is good debt versus bad debt.
Sure, sure.
So, just a conversation to start having and just go try and see what you can qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is also like a lender one. It's a myth that you need 20% down for your down payment. We see this a lot. We hear this a lot. However, it's not necessarily true. And that can be scary. Like 20% is a big number that you have to save for.
Yeah.
And with bills and inflation and everything like that, someone might think like, oh, it's impossible. I'm never going to be able to afford a house. It's not true, though. If you talk to a lender first, like you should, you'll know that, you know, the median price might be 6%, but depending on your circumstance and what loan type you can get qualified for, it could be as little as 3%.
Yeah.
If you are veteran, you could qualify for VA. That's 0% down.
Zero. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of options out there. If you are a first-time home buyer, maybe you've never bought in a home, or maybe it's been a couple years since you've bought in a home, you can qualify for first-time home buyer programs, and they also help with that down payment. So,
And these are all things that people just don't know.
People just don't know.
They don't know. And you know, if they say, well, I would call a realtor, but I'm just wasting their time. Well, no, you're not.
No.
For one thing, you're getting your questions answered.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to find yourself a good realtor at the same time. But there are so many different ways. And another thing, too, and people right now, they're saying, oh, the interest rates are so high.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't squat compared to what I've seen in my lifetime. And you know what? They will probably go back down again eventually.
Right.
You're hoping.
Hoping.
You can always refinance. You can always, all that kind of stuff. But any more of these myths that people talk about? Because I've heard a bunch too.
Yes. Another one that we see is that you think you need a high credit score. So you're, again, not willing to try or anything like that. Just talk to your lender. A lot of times if you have a lower credit score, your lender is going to be able to help guide you in the right direction and say, hey, this is what you're going to have to pay off. It might take 3 months, it might take 6 months, but that's better than never knowing and then never being able to become a homeowner. So that's another lender one. I have a couple more here. Another one here is that people think using an agent is going to be a waste of money. what I'll say about this one, that is a myth, first of all. If, you know, we see a lot of for sale by owners. Yes, you can do it yourself. Yes, you can buy a home from a for sale by owner and never use a realtor or sell your house without a realtor. But what I will say is that we have all the experience and the knowledge, and we have done all the paperwork and the legal stuff. And a lot of times when we're working with clients, they don't see what we're doing behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of headaches that we're taking on that our clients aren't even having.
They're not even aware of them.
Exactly. We want to lose the sleep. We don't want you to lose the sleep over it. We want it to be a fun, smooth transaction for you. So use a realtor.
Yeah.
It's not a waste of money.
I know some people that sold a lake place, and they were going to sell it on their own, and I'm telling them, use a realtor.
Yeah.
You know how much money that's going to cost us because these lake places aren't cheap anymore. Well, it didn't work out. They ended up getting a realtor.
Yep.
They ended up probably, I think they made just a little bit more than they originally asking using a realtor.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you know, I hate to be that guy, but I told you so.
Right? You know? I know.
And they're right.
I know. And we know how to negotiate, and we know, you know, what contingencies that you should include in an offer. Just all the legal stuff that you don't want to get screwed over in the end.
Yeah.
So it's definitely good to use a realtor.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I say, like, if you need surgery, are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to go seek out a doctor to do it for you? You know, they have the experience. They have the knowledge.
Depends.
depends. Yeah. Yeah. Another myth, new construction homes have fewer repairs. A lot of people think that if you build a home from the ground up, it's new construction, it's going to be brand new. Sometimes if you're dealing with a builder who builds in a like surplus of quantity of the homes, the craftsmanship isn't going to be as good, and you can still have issues,
foundation, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's another one just to kind of watch out for, that any home, you know, just make sure that you're getting that home inspection, which again, when you're working with a realtor, we help guide you on that. So that's another myth there. Another myth that we see in the real estate market is that you should always list your home with a super agent or like a top producing agent. It can be a myth for this one. Of course, you want a really good agent who's backed up with good reviews, experience.
If I say your name, I want to go, oh, I've heard of that person.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. But sometimes these top producing agents have so many clients that they start forming a team.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. Teams are great because you have so many people to help out with your clients then. But just to be aware that if you're wanting to specifically work with the top producer or the super agent, you might initially talk to them at the buyer consult or the listing consult, but then you might be passed on to one of their team members and you're not actually working with that top producing agent.
Right, because they might have 20 people that they're working with now ahead of you.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, okay.
And what we say about that too is, you know, just like when you're going to get pre-approved and you're talking with lenders, kind of interview a couple lenders.
Yeah.
Same thing with realtors. Interview a couple of realtors and see which one you like and which one you don't like. Just because they're a top producing agent doesn't always mean that the quality that they're doing is the best. Quantity, that kind of stuff.
Because if you do have a good real estate expert, they're going to hook you up with the money person, with the lender. They're going to hook you up with any contractors. They know who the top guys are for inspections.
Yep.
You guys have been doing this for a while. I mean, it's getting to the point now where if you wouldn't have just changed your dang name, you've been out there long enough now and you're starting to get a reputation where people know you. But I don't think there's hardly anybody on the Berkshire Hathaway team, as far as the realty experts go, that you could name a name. And I bet you the majority of the people in this town would say, well, I've heard that name before.
Exactly.
And that tells you something when the team has been together that long.
Right.
They got to be doing something right.
Exactly. And like I said, as long as they have the good reviews to back them up, not necessarily even like the time that they've been in the business. Because, you know, you have some veteran agents who don't really do business that much anymore.
Sure, sure.
So just kind of looking at those reviews and seeing really like how they are as a realtor is really important, more so than being named top producer, super agent, that kind of stuff.
And, you know, I did want to add this, too, when we were talking about the high credit scores, and you don't necessarily need to have a high credit score, and there's probably some people out there going, yeah, right, just saying that. I can tell you from experience, when I bought my house, it was well over $200,000. I could not get a loan to buy a new car. But I got a loan to buy a house.
Yep.
And I've never had a problem.
Right.
So it can be done, folks. You got to find out, though. You can't just sit there and assume.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to try. I think that's the most important thing, is just start having those conversations and seeing what options are available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next myth I have is, this one is really fitting since winter is here. A lot of people think that winter is a bad time to list their house or to buy one. This is a myth. Of course, yes, it's always nicer to move in warmer weather.
Sure.
But in the wintertime, it's actually great because there's less competition.
Yeah.
So if you are a buyer and you want to buy a house, there's less competition when you're writing offers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be as competitive and go way higher than the asking price. And then if you're someone who is looking to list their house and sell it, it's also nice because your house will stand out on the market more.
Sure.
And hopefully if it's priced right, attract a lot more buyers that way too. Mm-hmm. So wintertime is still a great time to buy and sell a house.
It's just nobody likes moving in the winter.
Right.
I mean, but still, if you need to buy a house or sell your house, you can't always pick the time of the year.
Exactly. And it takes about 30 to 45-ish days, depending on your loan, to close on a house. So if you're someone who is looking, we can get you in now before Christmas time.
Yeah.
So you can be home for the holidays.
Sure.
And then, yeah, I know February is usually like the coldest month, but who knows?
And you know, even if, okay, you're one of those people that doesn't like to move in the winter,
can hire movers.
You can do that. Yeah. And there's more and more of them around now too. But even if you're thinking, okay, I'm going to look for a house in June or May, when it's spring and it starts to get nicer, well, if that's the case, they should probably still be getting a hold of Caitlin Soley, like now.
Exactly, because like we've kind of already talked about, if there is anything that you need to fix with your finances or your credit score, now would be a great time to see what needs to be done. So you have the next 3 to 6 months to work on that so that this spring or summertime you can get the best interest rate and, you know, the most bang for your buck as far as like closing. The closing cost goes and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it is a great time to still get in contact with the lenders, the realtors, kind of get your ducks in a row.
So all those armchair realtors out there, if you were wondering about fact or fiction or what's a myth or what's not, the first thing you need to do is get a hold of a realty expert.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just what you do.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, news headlines out there that they go out there to scare you and get your attention, but they're not always 100% true. There's always a lot more details that go into it.
Yeah, and you see now more and more ads with online. You'll see them on TV. You know, online mortgages and blah, 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 blah. Okay, what happens if you want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with this person and you want to find out more about something? It don't happen.
Right.
You guys are on your phone. I mean, I'm sure it's 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to answer it at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, but you do. And that's the good thing about having a local realty expert like you.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to get a hold of Caitlin Soley, realty expert with Berkshire Hathaway, how do they do that?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can call or text me anytime, even if you just have a question.
Nice seeing you again.
Yes, you too.
All tan and all of that stuff.
It'll be gone soon. Next time I see you, I'll be really white.
Yeah, so. There you go. All right, thank you very much. That's Caitlin Soley, your realty expert. And that's your Berkshire Hathaway Bi-Weekly Podcast, the Friday edition. Hey, from all of us here at Grand Forks Best Source and, of course, Berkshire Hathaway, have yourself a great weekend.